This Dom Schwartz Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelow with the Morning Team. It's time now for our Tech Talk segment. David Snell joins us every week at this time from Axe Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this week we have yet another data breach to talk about, right?
Exactly. And one that's probably going to affect a lot of folks because many of us have pets and we shop at Petco.
That's right, Petco, where the pets go. But it seems like also the hackers may have gone as well.
Absolutely. So we're right on the heels of the large-scale Salesforce breach, which has affected many of us through other avenues that we use. Petco, the largest online retailer, is what they say they are, was, I don't want to say hacked, but they had a software application that was running online that had a easy entry, which is what the cyber criminals found their way in.
Okay, so they had some files, and these were exposed for some time, and these files contained, what, customer information?
Yeah, well, it's like everything else, name, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, dates of birth, financial details like your bank account or credit card, debit card numbers, everything that a hacker would want.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, how many people have been affected? Do we know yet?
Well, the timeline shows that this was discovered in late November. Public disclosure just happened on December 3rd. Further details were just released yesterday, but they have not actually said how many people have been involved.
Okay.
So I don't think they really know yet, but once they do, not only they've reported this, like California, Texas, Massachusetts, many of the other states, they're going to have to stay on top of it and keep reporting. So we'll find out over the next few days what this actually, how many people this will actually affect.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Because, you know, again, they have to do kind of a full, I guess, scope of when this was and how many people would be affected. But either way, it has to be a lot, as you mentioned, just from the sheer size of the company.
Yeah, they serve 24 million customers. So the potential scale is quite large.
Wow. All right. So let's see here. Now, as far as the revealing, remember some of these first things, it took years to reveal that there even was a hack, right? Are we getting a little better on that, maybe?
We are, because the fines are getting to be much larger for those companies that don't do it.
Oh, okay. That might have done it. Maybe it was, the financial implications.
They're not just doing it because they want to do it.
Oh, I thought they were finally coming around, David, because of all the Tech Talk segments. Okay. Well, maybe a little fine will help. But I remember those first, few ones you told me about. It was like ridiculous. They said, oh, by the way, several years ago, this happened. But okay. So Petco, if somebody is a client, maybe they're on, some people have things, probably they get things delivered all the time, or there's some kind of database, like they're a loyal customer. So what would the possible, I guess the risks is your data is going to be out there, but what should we do at this point, I guess, for somebody that goes there?
The risk is with the social security numbers and driver's license numbers, it poses a long-term identity theft risk, which is what we're worried about, including coming up now, tax fraud, because if you remember correctly, every year we talk about the fact that cyber criminals are filing taxes in other people's names, getting their refunds, and absconding with the cash. So more information that you have out there, the more dangerous it is to your personal and your financial well-being.
No, I know. You think about that. Yeah, they're always trying to find a way to get your money and to steal the data, whatever the data can lead to. And you're right. I forgot about that with the tax returns, and a lot of people love having, if they're used to getting money back and the money gets dumped into their account, well, it gets dumped into somewhere else because they got all your numbers.
Exactly right. And then getting it back for you has been a challenge.
Yeah. So. Boy. All right. So the usual steps to take, I imagine Petco is going to have free credit monitoring, and they're going to
absolutely. Enroll in their free credit monitoring. You should get a detail and a notification letter, so that's when you'll know that you've been involved. Put a credit freeze or fraud alert on all of your Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion that prevents new accounts from being opened in your name. Obviously, monitor your financial accounts, review your credit report, get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. And then if you're concerned and you feel that you may have had some problem with identity theft, report it right away, because that helps track how these things are happening. Okay. That's all the normal stuff you got to do.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, again, follow the steps. And, again, this is just the latest of, unfortunately, it sounds, you know, as we've talked about, David, at this point, I just can't even imagine any time you, I mean, we'll all have to put in some of this data in order to be a regular customer or to get things mailed to us. But it almost seems as if nothing is, I guess nothing is foolproof, right?
Yeah, nothing's safe online.
Yeah.
You know, once you put your data out there, it's out there, and once it's hacked or a cyber criminal gets it, it's being sold to other criminals around the world every single day. So it's not like you can even erase this. Once it's out there, it's out there.
All right, so as we've talked about, take these steps and get to know all of these steps regularly, because you'll most likely need them for, you know, some you know, case of a data breach in the future. Just kind of follow the steps and regularly check on these things, as well as David talked about. And we're going to continue to remind you about. And David's got the full blog up here about the latest one, and this one involves Petco. So check out the blog. And David, where do people go to find out more?
People should go to AxSmartIT.com, click on my blog link.
AxSmartIT.com, AxSmartIT.com. Petco, where the pets go, and the hackers as well in this case. And, remember the puppet? That was Pets.com, right? The little the sock puppet for Pets.com,
yep.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that puppet? Anyone ever remember? I don't know where that went, the Petco puppet.
No, nobody knows.
No, nobody knows. Maybe he's responsible. All right, David Snell, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too, David. AxSmartIT.com. AxSmartIT.com.